This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why managers fail at setting clear expectations. Why most managers fail at setting expectations and don't know it. What happened? Businesses across industries are grappling with a persistent workplace problem: employees who underperform not because they lack ability, but because nobody told them clearly what good looks like. Management experts are pushing back against vague direction giving, arguing that unclear expectations are a leadership failure, not an employee failure. The cost shows up in missed deadlines, misaligned priorities, and frustrated teams on both sides of the conversation. The communication angle. Here is the real question. If your employee didn't meet your expectations, whose fault is that? Most managers will blame the employee. They are wrong. When someone doesn't hit a target, the first place to look is the conversation where the target was set. In most cases, that conversation either didn't happen, was too vague to be useful, or was a one-way announcement dressed up as a discussion. Vague expectations are a communication crime. Telling someone to take ownership or be more proactive is not an expectation. It is noise. Real expectations have three ingredients: a specific outcome, a measurable standard, and a deadline. Without all three, you have not communicated. You have wished out loud. The employee walks away nodding, and both of you are picturing completely different things. There's also the problem of assumed context. Experienced managers forget what it felt like to not know things. They skip steps because those steps feel obvious. They are not obvious to someone newer to the role, the team, or the company. The fix is simple: after setting an expectation, ask the employee to repeat back what they heard, in their own words. Not "does that make sense?" Everyone says yes to that question. Ask "you walk me through how you're going to approach this." That one question will reveal every gap between what you said and what they understood. The third failure point is follow-through. Setting expectations once and then disappearing is not leadership. It is a setup for disappointment. Strong communicators build in checkpoints. They say, "Let's connect on Thursday to see where you are." That sentence does two things. It signals that the work matters, and it gives the employee a natural moment to flag problems before they become disasters. Accountability is not punishment. It is structure, and structure is a form of respect. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on clarity under pressure gives you a framework for stripping the fuzz out of your language so that what you mean and what you say are the same thing, even when conversations feel routine. Routine is where most communication breaks down. Not in the big moments. In the ones everyone assumes are handled. The takeaway. Before your next conversation, where you need to set an expectation, write the expectation down in one sentence that includes what needs to happen, what done looks like, and when it is due. Read it back to yourself. If it sounds like something that could mean two different things, write it until it cannot. Then say that sentence out loud to your employee and ask them to describe how they will get there. That exchange, taking maybe 5 extra minutes, eliminates 80% of the performance problems managers complain about. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.